Hello, my name is Guy Wallace, and I'd like to talk with you about the PAC processes for training and development, learning, and knowledge management. PACT is an acronym because it is performance-based, accelerated, customer and stakeholder-driven, training and development of any blend. PACT offers three levels of instructional systems design and common analysis and common project management philosophies, approaches, tools, and templates. PACT is intended to reduce cycle times and costs and increase content reuse, and most importantly, improves the performance impact of your training and development offerings. What are these three levels of instructional systems design in PACT? They are curriculum architecture design, modular curriculum development and acquisition, and instructional activity development and acquisition. CAD, Curriculum Architecture Design, is a systems engineering or architectural level of ISD. Modular Curriculum Development and Acquisition is a new product development level of ISD. And Instructional Activity Development and Acquisition is a new product component development level of ISD. When would you use these three levels of ISD? Well, you would use curriculum architecture design when your need is to conduct a performance-based training needs analysis for critical and complex process performance, and where you want to rationalize any existing training and development and identify the gaps in your current content offerings so that they may be prioritized and resourced as appropriate for development and/or acquisition. Modular curriculum development and acquisition is used when your need is to conduct an instructional product development effort with or without a prior curriculum architecture design. It's similar to conventional ISD as represented by the ADDIE model. Instructional activity development and acquisition is when your need is not to develop an instructional product in the traditional sense, but to conduct a content development and acquisition effort on groups of similar content in advance of or instead of an MCD effort, or developing a batch of company policy modules or product knowledge modules or best practices and lessons learned, typical of many knowledge management system approaches. You use PACT when you want a predictable, collaborative process with a proven history of success. Feeding the three levels of instructional systems design of PACT are common analysis methodologies. There are four key analysis outputs in any PACT effort. They are inputs to the design phase. The first, target audience data, influences the design and the designer and the design team. The second analysis output is the performance model and the performance data, which is used directly in the design. The third analysis output are the enabling knowledge and skills data, which again goes directly into the design. The fourth output, existing training and development assessments for their reuse potential, identifies content that is either reusable as is, reusable after modification, or not appropriate for this effort. Those four common analysis outputs are a part of every PAC process. The only difference between the different types of ISD efforts, CAD, MCD, and IAD, is the amount of analysis data to be used. CAD would involve a greater amount of analysis data than an MCD product or an IAD effort. The curriculum design outputs utilizing that four types of analysis data are the training and development path, which lays out in a as rigorous as required and as flexible as feasible a path of training and development events that either exist as is or are represented by training and development event specifications which represent a gap in the curriculum. That gap is further designed to the next lower level, and module specifications are produced. In a CAD project, the module specification is where all of the analysis data resides. CAD projects then go into a fourth phase after the third design phase, where the gaps are prioritized and resourced for follow-on MCD and IED efforts. The key MCD design outputs, utilizing the same four types of analysis data that a CAD project would have, but with a lesser amount of data because of the scope of an MCD effort, is typically less than a CAD project. What's produced is an event map of lessons, and for every lesson on that event map, there would be lesson maps of instructional activities. And for every instructional activity identified on a batch of lesson maps, there would be an instructional activity specification. That is where design ends in the PAC processes, at the instructional activity specification, where all of the analysis data resides at this level of instructional systems design. An IED effort typically focuses on the instructional activity specification alone and doesn't often involve lesson maps and event maps of lessons. The instructional activity specification might be used to create a common structure for lessons learned, best practices, policy and procedural guidelines, etc., to make it easier for the learner and their accessibility. Who is involved in a PAC process? Well, on the supplier side, the project manager, performance analyst, CAD designer, MCD and IED designer, and the lead developer are roles that could be played by one person or a team up to 20 or 30. PAC customer roles involve the project steering team, the chairperson who's the typically natural client for the effort, along with members who are stakeholders in the effort and results of the project. The project steering team would then handpick an analysis team of master performers and other subject matter experts as needed to articulate the analysis outputs, the performance model, the knowledge and skill matrices, and less so involved in the existing training assessments. Once that data has been reviewed and approved by the project steering team, it's used by a design team, which is either the same people on the analysis team or a subset of them. Other PAC teams for CAD would include implementation planning team. For MCD and IED efforts, it would be a development team and a pilot test team, or teams. Most PAC activities are conducted off-site in facilitated meetings for both data generation and data reviews. The analysis team, design team, and other PAC teams meet face-to-face to accelerate analysis, design, development, pilot testing, etc. Project steering teams meet face-to-face for gate reviews at the end of key project phases, not all, but key project phases, to accelerate reviews, approvals, and redirects as necessary. PAC projects are conducted in phases. The CAD projects use a four-phase structure. Phase 1, project planning and kickoff, which is common to all three levels of ISD. Phase 2, analysis, is common across all three of the PAC processes. Phase 3, design, is also common across all three of the PAC processes. But in curriculum architecture design, phase 4 is implementation planning, where the gaps of the curriculum architecture design and the training and development path are prioritized based on the business needs. In MCD and IED efforts, then, that typically follow on after a CAD project or start independently of such, the fourth phase is development and acquisition, where we're either buying content, reusing existing content, or custom developing content as needed per the design. Pilot test materials are prepared in Phase 4 for the Phase 5 pilot test with both master performers to ensure that the content is accurate, complete, and appropriate. A second group involved in the pilot test, of course, are the target audience representatives, the learners, so that we can measure the instructional effectiveness of that content. After the pilot test, revision recommendations are made to the project steering team, who turns them into revision specifications for the sixth and final phase of the PAC processes for MCD and IAD, revision and release, where the post-pilot materials are updated and released to the systems in place for deployment. How long does a CAD project take? 3 to 4 weeks on the low end, 8 to 12 on the high end. They could be done in as little as 2 working weeks if all the right people and resources were brought to bear for an intense effort. How long does an MCD effort take? Well, MCD and IAD vary tremendously depending on the amount of content to be produced. But the first three phases, project planning and kickoff, analysis, and design, can be accomplished in as little as 2 weeks if all the right people and resources are brought to bear to both generate the data and review it before it's used in the next downstream process. So why would you consider using the PAC processes? Well, there's three levels of instructional systems design which would enable you to respond more appropriately to the needs of your client. There's common ISD processes and tools and templates, which makes it easier to learn and master and be in a position to coach and mentor others. They're also easier to plan, monitor, and manage. They offer situational flexibility. You can accelerate or pace the schedule and organize the teams as appropriate to your organization's culture and needs. But the real reason for conducting ISD via the PAC processes is for significant return on investment, which you must assess for yourselves what promise that might hold for you. What would increased performance impact due to the focus on the performance and the enabling knowledge and skills do for your instructional offerings? What would increased modular design reuse of existing content do for your organization and its reduced development time and costs, reduced inventory system costs, reduced administrative system costs, reduced deployment system costs, and reduced maintenance system costs? Again, PACT is three levels of integrated instructional systems design. Curriculum Architecture Design, or CAD, is a gated systems engineering or architectural level of ISD for the design of a comprehensive curriculum for one or more critical target audiences. MCD, Modular Curriculum Development, is a gated new product development ISD process using a modular platform design approach for one or several instructional products. It's more akin to traditional ISD as represented by the ADDIE model. IAD, Instructional Activity Development, is a gated new product component development ISD process, also using a modular platform design approach for developing instructional components. You can learn more about the PAC processes in my book, Lean ISD, which is available as a 404-page PDF on my website at www.epic.biz. I hope you've enjoyed this and find it informational, please contact me, Guy Wallace, at epic.biz. Thank you and have a good day.